Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us continue to study on our spiritual life, on our spirituality from the book of Ezekiel.
感谢神，让我们继续来查考我们的属灵的生命。我们看以西结书。
At the time, Prophet Ezekiel, he saw the vision of the new temple.
当以西结先知看见新圣殿的意象的时候。
So as the diagram here,we have mentioned all these are the walls surrounding the temple area.
我们看到这图上旁边是圣城的周围的墙壁。
So we say that this wall is there to make a separation between the holy and the common.
这墙是隔开圣洁跟普通。
So definitely today when we want to draw near to the Lord Jesus, we must also make a separation.
现在我们要接近神的时候，我们也必须要有所分别。
Because today we are those sanctified, we are those justified.
因为我们是成圣称义的。
If today we love the world, we are assimilated to the world, we conform ourselves to the world.
如果我们爱我们爱这个世界的话，那么我们就与世界同流合污了。
Then how are we to be able to draw near to the Lord? How can the Lord abide with us?
如此的话，我们如何能够接近神呢？
So if there's no change in our ways of life, in our pursuits, then we are likened to the Gentiles.
如果我们对我们的生命没有改变，对属灵没有追求的话，那么我们就跟外邦人一样。
Definitely, the Lord will not be close to us. We also will not be able to draw near to Him.
这样子神绝对不会跟我们亲近，我们也没办法接近神。
Then we mention about the stairs.
接着我们谈到台阶。
So we say that there are the three gates or the gateway, the north, the east, and the south.
这圣殿有北门、东门、南门。
So from the outside now, they have to climb the seven steps to go into the outer court.
从外头他们要走七个台阶才能够进去外院。
Then from the outer court here, they want to go into inner court. Again, there's three gateways, north, east, and the south, and there are eight steps.
从外院要进到内院，同样的也要经过三个大门，每个大门都有八个台阶。
Then of course here, as I say, it is only found in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. Here also says to enter the temple area, there are another steps. But of course, the Septuagint says 10 steps.
还要进到那个圣所去，还有台阶，就是十个台阶。
So here tells it the temple it is elevated.
这整个圣殿是被抬高的。
So you have to climb 7 steps, 8 steps, and we see another version says 10 steps.
我们必须要走七个台阶，之后再上八个台阶，之后再上十个台阶，才能够到圣所。
So it tells about the high demand of the Lord.
这跟我们说明了神对我们的高要求。
Yesterday we have mentioned the measurement of the Lord is different from the normal measurement.
我们昨天谈到神对我们的要求的衡量是跟一般不同的。
Yes, his measurement is different.
他的衡量是不同的。
So today, let's say, I may pray once a day.
假如说我们一天祷告一次。
But the Lord requirement is higher.
可是神的要求更高。
The Bible says at least 3 times a day.
圣经说至少三次。
So now maybe I may be here.
或许我现在在外院。
But not enough. I want to go up higher.
可是还不够，我希望要往更高的地方走。
So,Maybe now I improve in my prayer. I pray 2 times, then some maybe 3 times.
所以我可以改进我的祷告次数，变成2次或3次。
Then maybe in my prayer I may pray 15 minutes. Now I increase it. I go higher. I pray half an hour.
以前我祷告可能15分钟，现在我可以或许尝试着祷告30分钟。
Maybe to me my standard 15 minutes is still all right.
我自己的标准15分钟可能是可以的。
But the Lord's measurements is different.
可是神的衡量却不同。
The Lord wants us to pray more so that we will draw near to Him. We will have spiritual communion with Him.
神要我们更接近他，得到属灵的成长。
So if I attend only Sabbath service,
如果我参加安息日的聚会
，maybe Friday I'm not convenient, but now I make it an effort to even come on Friday night.
以前。想星期五晚上可能是不方便，可是我现在会尝试着来。
So because I want to draw near to the Lord.
因为我想要接近神,
I want to worship him more.
我要崇拜神 more.
So let's say even the reading of the Bible is the same.
读圣经也是一样的.
Maybe I read the Bible 2 times a week.
或许我一星期读圣经两次.
Or maybe when only I come for services, I read the Bible.
我参加聚会的时候祷告, 读圣经.
But maybe now, day by day or 3 times a week, then later we increase. Every day we read the Bible. So it is the higher requirement. We, through all this, we draw nearer to the Lord.
所以现在我或许可以增加成每天都读经或者一星期读3次。 总之我要改进自己让自己达到神的要求。
So I must go up these steps.
我们必须要往上爬。
Alright, so here tell us about what we have studied for the last 2 sessions.
这里谈到我们要谈的第下两节。
Today we will study on about this gateway, all the gateways.
我们今天所要谈的是 这些大门.
So you just take note here, because after we will not see this. Here tells about the rooms. There are rooms here.
这里讲到旁边有一些卫房.
3 on one side, so both sides altogether 6 rooms.
两边各有3个, 总共是6个房间.
Alright, then just take note, here tells about the altar.
这里是祭坛.
Here we will not study this. This one tells about the priest chambers.
祭司的房间.
We will not study this.
今天不谈这些.
Then here tells about all the different rooms. Actually, it's something for the believers to come. Then they can rest there, and of course, there are kitchen.
那一排房间就是给信徒用的，或许他们可以休息。旁边是厨房.
Then later on, we will study about the here tells about the chambers.
那边是房间.
Alright, so today we will study all this. Okay, now we come to the Bible. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
请翻以西结书40章.
This morning session we will study on the gateways.
今天早上我们要研读这些大门.
From the gateways we study 3 parts.
这大门有3部分.
We will study concerning the chambers or the side rooms.
我们要谈的是卫房.
Then we will study concerning the windows.
窗如.
And thirdly, we will study concerning the doorpost.
柱子.
Okay, firstly, we will run through the one on the rooms. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书40章.
Let us read verse 6.
第6节.
Then he went to the gateway which faced east.
他到了朝东的门.
And he went up its stairs and measured the threshold of the gateway. And here says, which was 1 reed wide, and the other threshold was 1 reed wide.
就上门的台阶,两门的这坎宽一杆,又两门的那坎。
Verse 7.
第七节,
each gate chamber was 1 reed long and one rod wide.
又有卫房, 每房长一杆, 宽一杆.
And between the gate chambers was a space of 5 cubits.
中间相隔5肘.
And the threshold of the gateway by the vestibule of the inside of the gate was 1 rod.
门槛就是挨着向殿的 朗门槛, 宽一杆.
So in the verse 7,
第七节,
here says the east gate chamber.
每个房.
什么? The east gate chamber. Alright, so here tells about the gate chamber.
这里谈到大门旁边的房.
So in the other sense, actually all these are guard rooms. It is for the gatekeeper.
这是给那些警卫用的房间.
For the people to keep the gate.
那些看管房间的人, 看管大门的人.
Okay, let's read verse 10.
第10节.
Verse 10.
第10节.
Chapter 40, verse 10. Here also tells about the gateway of the east gate at the outer court.
这里讲到, 东门洞, 东门洞有卫房。
Verse 10。
第十节。
So in the eastern gateway were three gate chambers on the one side and three on the other.
这是旁三间，那旁三间。
So the three were all the same size.
都是一样的尺寸。
Alright, so here tells us about the east gate to the outer court.
这里谈到通往外院的大门。
So here are the three chambers.
有三个卫房。
Three on one side, three on the other.
一边有三个卫房。
So all together, six chambers.
总共六间。
So this one is for the eastern gate.
这是东门。
Let's look at the one on the north gate.
我们看北门的。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Chapter 40, verse 21.
四十章二十一节。
Its gate chambers, three on this side and three on the other side.
21节门洞的卫房这旁三间那旁三间。
Because in the verse 26, on the outer gate, of the gateway facing north.
这门是朝北的。
So here the same, the north gate, three chambers.
在北门那边有一边各有三个卫房。
So to save time, we will not read all the verses.So for the south gate is the same. Then after one has entered the outer gate, when you go in, you want to go into the inner court, it is the same. You have to go through the gateway and there are also the chambers here.
同样的那个北门南门各有两边各有三个卫房。如果我们要上到圣殿去，我们必须要经过从内院继续经过。
So it tells us about the guard room. There are guards at the gate.
这里是讲到守卫人的房间。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上。
First Chronicles.
历代志上。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
First Chronicles, Chapter 9.
历代志上第九章。
Here tells about the tent, the tabernacle. But never mind, let us read.Chapter 9, verse 17.
第九章十七节。
First Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 17.
历代志上第九章第十七节。
And the gatekeepers were Shalom, and the Akut, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief.
第十七节，沙龙、雅古、达门、亚西曼和他们的弟兄，沙龙为长。
So here tells us about the gatekeepers.
这里讲到守门的。
Like, for example, verse 18, until they had been gatekeepers.
第十八节，从前这些人是看守朝东的王门。
Yes. Then verse 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19, the last statement.
最后一部分。
Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance to the camp of the Lord.
他们的祖宗曾管理耶和华的营盘又把守营门。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Zechariah the son of Meshillemiah was keeper of the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
第二十一节，米施利米亚的儿子撒加利亚是看守会幕之门的。
So here tells about the gatekeepers.
这里谈到守门人员。
So they are guards keeping watch at the gate.
这里的守门员在看守这些大门。
Later on, if we look at the arrangement, the temple arrangement made by King David.
我们看看大卫王对于圣殿的安排。
At the time, we know David had the heart to want to build the temple.
大卫有心为神建圣殿。
But the Lord says, because he had shed much blood.
可是神说他流了很多人的血。
So therefore, the work has been given to the son Solomon.
因此建圣殿的工作就给他的儿子所罗门。
But at the time, he make a lot of arrangement concerning the service in the temple.
可是那时候他安排了很多如何服侍神跟圣殿有关的事情。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上。
Chapter 26.
二十六。
First Chronicles chapter 26.
历代志上二十六章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 26 verse 1.
历代志上26章第1节
Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, they are the Levites. So here says, Meshelemiah, the son of Korah and the sons of Asaph. So here tells about the division of the gatekeepers.
第一节守门的班次记在下面可拉族亚撒的子孙中可利的儿子米斯利米亚
Let's read verse 12.
第十二节
Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the chief men.
第十二节这些人都是守门的班长与他们的弟兄一同在
And here says having duties just like the brethren to serve in the house of the Lord.
与他们的弟兄一同在神的殿里按班供职
Verse 13.
第十三节
And they cast lot for each gate, as small as the great, according to their father's house.
第十三节，他们无论大小，都按着宗族制迁，各守各门。
Verse 14.
十四节
The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah.
之前守东门的是示利米亚。
Then they cast lot for the sons of Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate.
他的儿子撒加利亚是精明的谋士，是牵手北门。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Obed-Edom, the south gate, and his sons, the storeroom, or the storehouse.
厄别以东守南门，他的儿子守库房。
Verse 16.
十六节。
To Shupin and Hosa, the lot came out to the west gate.
苏聘与何撒守西门。
So here tells us about the keeping of the gates.
这里谈到守门。
So they are gatekeepers.
他们是守望大门的人。
So the chambers, it is for the gatekeepers to be there.
那些房间卫房就是给这些守门的人。
Why they must be gatekeepers?
为什么必须要有守门的人
？Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Chapter 23.
二十三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 23.
历代志下二十三章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Second Chronicles chapter 23 verse 19.
历代志下二十三章十九节。
And he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter.
第十九节，且设立守门的，把守神殿的各门，无论为何事，不洁净的人都不准进去。
So that's why there must be gatekeepers.
这就是为什么必须要有守门的人。
So today it is not everybody that can go in.
并不是所有的人都能够进到圣殿。
They are gatekeepers.
有守门的人
在那边。If you are unclean at that time, you cannot enter.
如果你不洁净，你就不能进去。
Because you are drawing near to the Lord before His presence.
因为我们是要靠近神。
And we say the law of the temple is what?The whole place here, it is holy.
整个殿都是圣洁的。
Alright, so what are the teachings that we are able to receive?
从这里我们可以得到什么教训呢?
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. 传道书。
传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章的第一节
Chapter 5 verse 1 Walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools for they do not know that they do evil
第一节一到神的殿要谨慎脚步因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭他们本不知道所做的是恶
Even our words verse 2 Do not be rash with your mouthAnd let not your heart utter anything hastily before God.
你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上。
For God is in heaven and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
所以你的言语要寡少。
So here says today we must guard our steps when we go to the house of the Lord and when we draw near to Him.
所以我们在接近神的时候，进到神的殿的时候，我们要谨慎脚步。
Be careful of our words. Be careful of our deeds.
我们的行为，我们的言语都需要小心。
Psalms chapter 1 tells us, the evil doer they cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous.
诗篇第一章说，邪恶的人无法站立在圣洁的人面前。
All right. So today we must.Be watchful over ourselves. We guard ourselves.
我们现在必须要谨慎的看守自己。
Because we want to draw near to the Lord.
因为我们要接近神。
We must not allow uncleanness. We must not allow sin to be a hindrance for us to draw near to Him.
我们不要让罪、让不洁净的事情阻碍我们接近神。
Because those unclean, they cannot enter.
因为那些不洁净的人不能够进到神的殿。
So today we must have a high level of spirituality, a high level.In our spiritual life,
在我们的灵修生活上，在我们的灵性上，我们要有高的标准。
Then now we come to the second part.
我们现在谈第二部分。
Now it tells about the windows.
谈到窗户。
Okay, let us turn back Ezekiel chapter 40.
翻回到以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书四十章。
Let us read.verse 16.
十六节
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 16.
以西结书四十章十六节
Verse 16.
十六节
Here says there were the beveled window frames in the gate chambers and in their intervening archway.On the inside of the gateway, all around, likewise in the vestibules.
十六节卫房和门洞两旁柱间并廊子都有严谨的窗容。
Then there were windows all around on the inside.
里边都有窗容。
So here tells us there were windows around the gate chambers.
这里讲到有很多窗户在这些卫房里面。
So it is bright.
这充满了明亮。
It is refreshing because there's air coming in.
很新鲜的空气会进来。
Just imagine if it is a gateway, it is totally enclosed.
假如大门，想想看，假如大门整个都是关闭的。
If there's no windows,
如果没有窗户
，then it is dark,
就会很黑暗。
Then if there's no windows, the wind will not come. There is not very nice.
如果没有窗户的话，风无法吹进来流动。
So here at the time there are windows at the gateway.
所以在那些卫房里面有很多的窗户。
Actually, the gateway is very high.
这大门很高。
Higher than this.
比这还高。
For just imagine if no windows, this is the gateway. It is very dark.
想想看，如果这是一个大门，可是没有窗户的话，那么。整个都很黑暗。
So for all the rest the same, we will not repeat, it is the same. So all these gateways, they are windows.
所以每个大门都有窗户。
So as we say, it firstly tells about it is bright, light can come in.
充满了明亮，光可以进来。
In the past, we lead a life in darkness.
过去我们生活在黑暗中。
Our walk of life, it isIn darkness, doing things in the dark.
我们生活在黑暗中，我们做黑暗的事情。
But thank the Lord has delivered us.
感谢神，神拯救了我们。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
翻新约圣经。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Let us read verse 12.
十二节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
彼得前书第二章十二节。
Verse 12. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles.
叫你们在外邦人。
Sorry, chapter 2 verse 9.You are,
第九节
2 verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He's chosen his own special people that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So it is the Lord who called us out of darkness into his light.
神召呼我们离开黑暗进入光明。
Because the Lord, he is the light.
神就是光。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
第十三节，哥罗西书第一章第十三节。
Verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
第十三节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So we thank the Lord, he has delivered us out of the dominion of the darkness, the power of darkness.
我们感谢神拯救我们离开了黑暗的王权。
So today we have a new life, we are different.
现今我们有新的生活，我们是不同的。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Let us read from the verse 6.
第六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6.
以弗所书第五章第六节。
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God, the wrath of God has come upon the sons of disobedience.
第六节，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
In the verse 3,
第三节
，For but fornication and the uncleanness or the covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for the saints.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。
Verse 4,
第四节
，Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting.Which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
第四节，淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For this you know that the fornicators, the unclean person, nor the covetous man, nor who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
第五节，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
So the first sermon we have studied, there is a wall. We must make a separation.
我们读到圣殿周围是墙，是分别。
So therefore, at the time, Paul told them, verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words.
所以第六节讲到不要被人虚浮的话欺哄。
Because those who lead this type of a life, they will in the future face the wrath of God.
做这样事的人将来会遇见神的愤怒。
Because they are the sons of disobedience.
因为他们是悖逆之子。
So verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore, do not be partakers with them.
你们不要与他们同伙。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 8.
第八节。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
因为从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。
Yes, so here says, walk as children of light.
我们是光明之子。
So today we are the children of light, so we must walk in the light. We walk as the children of light.
我们是光明之子，所以我们要做光明的事情。
Let us no longer have do the work of darkness.
我们再也不做黑暗的事。
Verse 11.
十一节。
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
第十一节呢？暧昧无意的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Verse 12.
十二节。
For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret or in darkness.
十二节，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
So today we are the sons of light.
现今我们是光明之子。
So we walk in this pathway. It is very bright. It is not darkness.
所以在这通道上是很光明的，没有黑暗。
So as he is in the light, we must walk in the light.
我们在光明中，我们必须行光明之事。
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们翻约翰一书。
1 John chapter 1.
第一章。
1 John chapter 1 verse 5.
约翰一书第一章第五节。
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见的又报给你们的信息。
Verse 6.
第六节，
If we say we have fellowship with him,
如果我们说我们与神相交，
and here says we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
Because he is the light.
因为神就是光
There's no darkness.
没有黑暗
So if we say we have fellowship with him, he is the light and yet we walk in darkness.
如果说我们说跟神有相交却还是行着黑暗的事
So we are not really practicing the truth.
这样子我们就没有行真理的
So we are the sons of light, let us continue to walk in this bright path.
我们是光明之子所以我们继续要走在光明的道路上
Verse 7.
第七节
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
我们若在光明中行如同神在光明中就彼此相交
So today, let us remember, thank the Lord, when we want to draw near to him, this path, it is a path of brightness, it is light.
当我们要接近神的时候这经过大门的通道那边是充满了光明的
And also we see a lot of windows It is refreshing Air will be flowing through
因为有了窗户所以空气非常的新鲜
So refreshing also tells about revival
这新鲜也讲到了就是我们要复兴
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3
使徒行传第三章
Acts chapter 3 verse 19
使徒行传第三章十九节
At the time Peter he preached
彼得祷告的时候
He preached 传福音
彼得传福音的时候
So in the chapter 3 verse 19
第三章第十九节
Repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord
所以你们当悔改归正使你们的罪得以涂抹这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到
So here talks about the times of refreshing
这安舒的日子
So it comes from the presence of the Lord
是从神而来
So there is a change There is freshness, revival
所以这里代表着安舒而复兴
So this type of refreshing it is very good It helps us to gain strengthA joyful life, a life of blessing.
如此可以让我们得到力量，可以让我们享受生活。
But just imagine if it is very stuffy.
想想看，如果是一个充满了霉味的地方。
哇 we feel very uneasy.
我们会觉得很不舒适。
哇 but if it is refreshing, it is very nice. It is it gives us full of vitality.
如果这地方是一个很新鲜光明的地方那么我们就能够得到生命的动力
So while we draw near to the Lord
所以我们就从那边去接近神
Definitely all the more we will feel the blessings the grace of the Lord that is able to continue to revive us to make us better and better
如此我们就能够接受更多的祝福更多的恩典让我们能够好上加好
So here, tell us about the windows.
这里讲到窗户。
Now we come to the third one.
我们谈到第三项。
It tells about the doorpost.
谈到门边柱子。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 40.
翻回以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书四十章。
Let us read verse 9.
第九节
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 9
以西结书四十章第九节
verse 9 and then he measured the vestibule of the gateway 8 cubits and the gate post 2 cubits
他量门廊宽八轴墙柱厚二轴
so here tells about the gate post
这里谈到门廊
yes
柱子
and verse 9 here tellsHere is different. Here says the vestibule of the gate was on the inside. Was on the inside.
Which verse?
Verse 9.
这里讲那门的廊子向着殿。
向着殿, okay, that's good. Inner end. So take note, when you walk in this gateway, so let's say here, facing the temple, so the doorpost is here, the doorpost.
Okay, 那个,
here.
门柱就在, 现在传道所点的地方,
yes, facing the temple.
啊, 向, 向的殿内,
and what is the engraving there? Let us read verse 16.
第16节,
chapter 14, verse 16.
40章第16节,
the last statement.
最后一段.
Here it says, and on each gatepost were palm trees.
门柱上有雕刻的棕树.
Yes, they have the engraving of the palm trees.
他们把棕树刻在柱上.
So it is the doorpost.
门柱.
And yet, here there is the engraving of the palm trees.
有雕刻的棕树.
So the palm trees tells about victory.
棕树代表着胜利.
It tells about the strength, endurance.
代表着力气跟坚韧.
Let's turn to Psalm 92.
请翻诗篇92篇.
Psalm 92.
诗篇92篇.
Let us read from verse 12.
第12节.
Psalm 92, verse 12.
诗篇. 92篇12节.
The righteous shall flourish like the palm, like a palm tree.
义人要发旺如棕树.
They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
他们扎于神的殿中发旺在我们神的院里.
So here says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
这里讲到义人要发旺如棕树.
The palm tree, of course, it is in the dry land.
棕树是长在干地.
So even in the desert land, it is still able to grow, to stand, grow very tall.
即使在荒漠之地, 他们还是可以长得很高.
So here it tells about the characteristic. Here it tells about they are enduring.
这里谈到他们的特质,
able
他们能够坚忍,
to withstand the weather.
能够忍耐过恶劣的气候.
So same, today those who are victorious, even though in different circumstances, they are able to endure, they are able to be strong, then they come out victoriously.
所以现今过得胜生活的人, 他们能够应付各样的恶劣环境.
And we know the palm leaf symbolizes victory.
棕树的叶子代表着胜利.
When Jesus entered into Jerusalem triumphantly, what did the people how did the people welcome him?
当耶稣进入, 耶路撒冷的时候, 人们怎么做呢?
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
请翻 约翰福音.
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
约翰福音第12章.
John, chapter 12.
约翰福音第12章.
Let us read from verse 12.
第12节.
John, chapter 12, verse 12.
约翰福音12章12节.
Here tell us Jesus triumphantly or victoriously entered into Jerusalem.
这里谈到耶稣光荣的进入圣城.
Verse 12.
第12节,
the next day, a great multitude had come to the feast, and they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem.
第二天有许多人上来过节的人, 听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷.
Verse 13.
13节,
so they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him.
就拿着棕树枝出来迎接他.
So they cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
他喊着说, 何闪那, 奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的.
Because they all the while they are waiting for the promised Messiah.
那时候他们一直在等待着这应许的弥赛亚.
Of course, David comes, Jesus comes from the line of David.
当然耶稣是从大卫的支派而来.
But the only thing, Jesus, he came to be the King of the Jews to establish in actuality the spiritual kingdom, not the physical earthly kingdom.
可是耶稣来不是为了要建立地上的王国, 却是属灵的王国。
So Jesus says, my kingdom is not of the earth.
耶稣说我的王国不在地上。
But of course at the time they welcomed the king. So here says with the branches of palm trees.
那时候他们在欢迎耶稣 为王，就拿着棕树枝迎接他。
Because usually when the king go out for war, so when he is victorious, when he comes back, there will be a procession. Then everybody will wave the palm branches to welcome the victorious king.
以前国王出征打仗胜利回来之后，人们欢迎他，就是拿着棕树枝要欢迎。
And in Revelation chapter 7,
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7,
启示录第七章。
It tells us about those who are in the standing before the Lord, before the throne of God.
这里谈到那些等待神来临的人。
Let's read Revelation chapter 7,
第七节。
Chapter 7,
第七章。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9,
第七章第九节。
Here verse 9 says, After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all the nations, the tribes, the peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands.
此后我观看，见有许多人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
So there are those in heaven, those saved ones.
这些在天国的人。
They not only clothed in the white robes.
不但他们穿着白衣。
So at that time, John in the verse 14, let's read verse 14.
读十四节。
And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation.And wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb.
十四节，我对他说，我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
So they were clothed in white robes. Here says, wash in the blood of the Lamb.
他们穿着这白衣，白衣是从羔羊的血洗净的。
But not only that, their sins are cleansed.
不但他们的罪被洗净了，
they are victorious believers.
他们也是得胜的信徒。
They have come out from the great tribulation.
他们从大患难中出来。
So they still stand firm in the Lord.
他们在神中站立得稳。
So here says, at the time, verse 9, they were holding palm branches in their hands.
第九节讲到他们手里拿着棕树枝。
So today we must be victorious believers.
现今我们应该是个得胜的信徒。
We must be very strong, very firm.
我们要很坚强。
So we must not be shaken.
我们不要被动摇。
Well, we must endure until the end.
我们要忍耐到底。
So at that time, the doorpost here, it is facing the temple.
门柱面向着内殿。
But now let us read here, now the gateway to the inner court.
我们要看
the gateway to the inner court.
通到内院的大门。
Now the difference is that the doorpost is here.
不同的是门柱在外边。
So it's no longer here.
不再向内。
Let us read now Ezekiel chapter 40.
读以西结书四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书四十章。
Let us read verse 28.
28节。
Chapter 40, verse 28.
四十章二十八节。
Then he brought me to the inner court through the southern gate. So here tells about the inner court.
他带我从南门到内院，这里谈到内院。
Alright, so here the inner court, and there was the gateway.
要经过南门。
And in the verse, 31. Verse 31.
31节。
Its archway faced the outer court, palm branch were on its gateposts.
廊子朝着外院，柱上有雕刻的棕树。
So now it is different. Just now the gateway, the doorpost of the gateway to the outer court, it is facing the temple.
在外院的门柱是向着内殿。
But now the doorpost of the gateway to the inner court face the outer court.
通到内殿的大门的门柱却是面对着外院。
So Now we say from the outside we walk these seven steps.
假如我们从外面走七个台阶,
so it's already high requirement.
这已经是一个很高的标准了.
Because we need to make a separation, there is a wall.
因为我们必须要, 分别为圣, 那边有一个墙.
So now I want to draw near to the Lord to come before His presence.
我要, 亲近神.
So I take now the first seven steps.
我开始走第七,
then I have to walk through this gateway.
走过这大门.
But remember, they are the side chambers, guard house, gatekeepers are there.
我记得那边有守门的人在那个地方.
So for me to be able to enter, I must be clean.
我要进去的话, 我必须洁净.
So I must strive forward for a holiness, sanctification.
我一定要追求, 成圣成义.
Then of course this way it is. It has windows.
那边都有窗户.
So it is a path of light, brightness.
是个光明之道.
It is refreshing.
非常的.
So now I walk, I guard my steps, I walk in the light, I receive the refreshing from the Lord.
所以我走上台阶, 我经过光明之道.
Then, because I'm able to walk in the light, I'm able to guard my steps, so I can say that I'm a victorious believer.
因为我在光明中行, 所以我可以说我是个得胜的信徒.
But now outer court is not enough. I want to draw nearer to the Lord now to come to the inner court.
可是在外院还不够, 我想要接近神, 我想要到内院去.
So what is the requirement?
什么是标准呢?
Doorpost.
门柱.
And with the engraving of the palm trees.
门柱上的棕树.
So it reminds me I must still continue to be a victorious believer.
这是要提醒我, 我要持续地成为一个得胜的信徒。
So I already come here, I'm already a good believer.
在这时候我已经是一个好的信徒了。
So I must continue to be good believer, continue to walk the higher requirement.
可是我还要继续成为更好的信徒, 更高的标准。
So it reminds us to be consistent.
这提醒我们, 我们要一致。
Today in our pursuit to draw near to the Lord, at times we may be weak, we may be strong, we go up. At times we fall, give in to the flesh. Ayah, I never lead the holy life. I go down again.
在我们追求神的过程中, 我们的信心会时高时低, 有时候我们, 肉体软弱, 我们就会到地底。
When we go down again, we must start from square one.
如果我们往下跌的话, 我们又要从第一点开始。
I must again guard my steps.
我们又要开始爬台阶。
I must again walk in the light.
我们又要再走光明之道。
So that again, I come out to be strong.
然后接着我变成强壮。
So to continue to be strong and to continue to draw near to God.
所以我们必须要持续的持壮, 持续的接近神。
Then with this consistency,
以这种坚持,
our relationship with Him will be better and better.
我们跟神的关系就会越来越好。
We will be nearer and nearer to Him.
我们会越来越接近神。
Our communion, our spiritual communion with Him will be deeper and deeper.
我们跟神灵性的相交会越来越深。
But if I don't continue to be victorious, to be strong,
如果我没办法持续的得胜,
again, we know our relationship has gone down again.
那知道我们跟神的关系,
I'm further away from the Lord again.
往下跌,我们跟神就越离越远。
So the only difference is here. The doorpost, one is facing the temple, one is facing the altar. It has this connotation.
不同的地方是, 有一个门柱是面对的内殿, 有一个门柱是面对的外院。
Alright, so today we must draw near to the Lord.
我们要接近神。
Draw near before His presence.
到他面前。
So God's measurement, God's standard is very high.
神衡量的标准是很高的。
So we must walk up the seven steps.
我们必须要走七个台阶。
So let us guard our steps.
让我们保守我们的脚步。
Make sure we always walk in the light.
确定我们是走在光明之中。
Then we receive refreshing from the Lord.
然后接受, 神的, 新鲜的信息。
Then our life of faith will be very good, very full of we experience abundance.
那我们的信仰生活就会觉得很丰富。
Then I will be a strong believer, a victorious believer.
我就会成为一个坚定信仰得胜的信徒。
I'm able to endure no matter what happened.
不管有什么患难我都可以坚忍。
But I will not want to stop here.
可是我不会停在外院。
Yeah, then I must now move forward to the inner court closer.
我必须要继续前进到内院。
So I must be consistent. I must still continue to be strong because the doorpost, the with the palm tree reminds me I must continue to be strong, to be enduring.
我要继续坚持, 自己强壮的信心, 因为门柱上的棕榈树提醒我。
So that again, I will walk higher, I climb the 8 steps, then I continue to guard my step, continue to walk in the way of light.
所以我继续往前走, 走上这八个台阶, 走在光明之道。
So that I'm able now to come to the inner court.
这样子我就能够到内院。
So let us not today fail. We must be able to walk through this pathway.
所以我们要确实的能够通过这通道。
And we must be very consistent, very consistent.
我们要必须坚持。
Then we can go higher.
那我们就可以走到更高的地方。
Today we are not consistent. We do not self-discipline ourselves.
如果我们不坚持的话，我们不 不磨练自己
and I do not guard myself, I'm not watchful.
不会对自己的脚步 警戒
oh, then I give into my weaknesses.
那我就会跌到自己的软弱中
I walk in darkness.
我就在黑暗中
then I cannot carry on here, I cannot.
那我就没办法进入第二个内院
so, we have to start all over again.
那我们就要重新开始
so it's always like this, if you start all over again, our spirituality won't improve. It is always struggling, always struggling.
如果我们持续的, 重新开始, 又重新开始, 那么我们的灵性生活就一直在挣扎。
But we must make sure we must improve.
我们要确定我们能够持续的改进。
We must be very consistent in our spirituality, our spiritual growth.
在, 灵性上我们必须坚持。
Then we will see the glory of God.
那我们就会看见神的荣耀。
So may the Lord help us in our life of spiritual nurture.
愿神保守我们在我们灵性上的增长。
We will pray in silence.
我们默祷。